No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Take a deep breath with me. Let it go. Guess what? We made it. We made it to the New Testament. Today is October the 1st, and there is no song for October, so we're just going to say October the 1st. It is a brand new month, and on this brand new month, the first day, we got to Jesus. We are in the Gospels, the New Testament of the Bible. We have trekked with the Israelites all year long on this crazy journey, which is not much different than our own lives, and we made it. Today we begin the second part of the Bible, the New Testament. We begin with Luke chapter 1, and then we will read John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. This week we read God's Word translation, and I want us to understand that we turned the page. It's one flip of the page, and in one flip of one page, approximately 400 years have passed. So it's not just a page turn. It's a lot of page turns within one page turn. 400 years in between the Old Testament and the New Testament, of where we left off and where we now begin. Also, let me remind you that we are reading the Bible in chronological order, so the Gospels will begin with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but we go in chronological order of the best that theologians and historians can tell that happened and took place in the time in history. So this has us beginning today with the first chapter of Luke. Let's jump in. Many have attempted to write about what had taken place among us. They received their information from those who had been eyewitnesses and servants of God's word from the beginning, and they passed it on to us. I, too, have followed everything closely from the beginning, so I thought it would be a good idea to write an orderly account for your excellency, Theophilus. In this way, you will know that what you've been told is true. When Herod was king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the division of priests named after Abijah. Zechariah's wife Elizabeth was a descendant of Aaron. Zechariah and Elizabeth had God's approval. They followed all the Lord's commands and regulations perfectly. Yet they never had any children because Elizabeth couldn't become pregnant. Both of them were too old to have children. Zechariah was on duty with his division of priests. As he served in God's presence, he was chosen by priestly custom to go into the Lord's temple to burn incense. All the people were praying outside while he was burning incense. Then, to the right of the incense altar, an angel of the Lord appeared to him. Zechariah was troubled and overcome with fear. The angel said to him, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer. Your wife Elizabeth will have a son, and you will name him John. He will be your pride and joy, and many people will be glad that he was born. As far as the Lord is concerned, he will be a great man. He will never drink wine or any other liquor. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring many people in Israel back to the Lord their God. He will go ahead of the Lord with the spirit and power that Elijah had. He will change parents' attitudes toward their children. He will change disobedient people so that they will accept the wisdom of those who have God's approval. In this way, he will prepare the people for their Lord." Zechariah said to the angel, "What proof is there for this? I am an old man, and my wife is beyond her childbearing years." The angel answered him, "I'm Gabriel. I stand in God's presence. God sent me to tell you this good news. But because you didn't believe what I said, you will be unable to talk until the day this happens. Everything will come true at the right time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah. They were amazed he was staying in the temple so long. When he did come out, he was unable to speak to them. So they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple. He motioned to them, but remained unable to talk. When the days of his service were over, he went home. Later, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and didn't go out in public for 5 months. She said, "The Lord has done this for me now. He has removed my public disgrace." 6 months after Elizabeth had become pregnant, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a city in Galilee. The angel went to a virgin promised in marriage to a descendant of David named Joseph. The virgin's name was Mary. When the angel entered her home, he greeted her and said, "You are favored by the Lord. The Lord is with you." She was startled by what the angel said and tried to figure out what this greeting meant. The angel told her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will become pregnant, give birth to a son, and name him Jesus. He will be a great man and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. Your son will be king of Jacob's people forever, and his kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "How can this be? I'm a virgin." The angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come to you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy Child developing inside you will be called the Son of God. Elizabeth, your relative, is 6 months pregnant with a son in her old age. People said she couldn't have a child, but nothing is impossible for God." Mary answered, "I am the Lord's servant. Let everything you've said happen to me." Then the angel left her. Soon afterward, Mary hurried to a city in the mountain region of Judah. She entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard the greeting, she felt the baby kick. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She said in a loud voice, "You are the most blessed of all women, and blessed is the child that you will have. I feel blessed that the mother of my Lord is visiting me. As soon as I heard your greeting, I felt the baby jump for joy. You are blessed for believing that the Lord would keep his promise to you." Mary said, "My soul praises the Lord's greatness. My spirit finds its joy in God, my Savior, because he has looked favorably on me, his humble servant. From now on, all people will call me blessed, because the Almighty has done great things to me. His name is holy. For those who fear him, his mercy lasts throughout every generation. He displayed his mighty power. He scattered those who think too highly for themselves. He pulled strong rulers from their thrones. He honored humble people. He fed hungry people with good food. He sent rich people away with nothing. He remembered to help his servant Israel forever. This is the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his descendants." Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months and then went back home. When the time came for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had been very kind to her, and they shared her joy. When the child was 8 days old, they went to the temple to circumcise him. They were going to name him Zechariah after his father, but his mother spoke up, "Absolutely not. His name will be John." Their friends said to her, "But you don't have any relatives with that name." So they motioned to the baby's father to see what he wanted to name the child. Zechariah asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." Everyone was amazed. Suddenly, Zechariah was able to speak, and he began to praise God. All their neighbors were filled with awe. Throughout the mountain region of Judea, people talked about everything that had happened. Everyone who heard about it seriously thought it over and asked, "What does the future hold for this child?" It was clear that the Lord was with him. His father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, "Praise the Lord God of Israel. He has come to take care of his people and to set them free. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the family of his servant David. He made this promise through his holy prophets long ago. He promised to save us from our enemies and from the power of all who hate us. He has shown his mercy to our ancestors and remembered his holy promise, the oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham. He promised to rescue us from our enemies' power so that we could serve him without fear by being holy and honorable as long as we live. You, child, will be called a prophet of the Most High. You will go ahead of the Lord to prepare his way. You will make his people know that they can be saved through the forgiveness of their sins. A new day will dawn on us from above because our God is loving and merciful. He will give light to those who live in the dark and in death's shadow. He will guide us into the way of peace." The child John grew and became spiritually strong. He lived in the desert until the day he appeared to the people of Israel. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was already with God in the beginning. Everything came into existence through him. Not one thing that exists was made without him. He was the source of life, and that life was the light for humanity. The light shines in the dark, and the dark has never extinguished it. God sent a man named John to be his messenger. John came to declare the truth about the light so that everyone would become believers through his message. John was not the light, but he came to declare the truth about the light. The real light, which shines on everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into existence through him. Yet, the world didn't recognize him. He went to his own people, and his own people didn't accept him. However, he gave the right to become God's children to everyone who believed in him. These people didn't become God's children in a physical way, from a human impulse or from a husband's desire to have a child. They were born from God. The Word became human and lived among us. We saw his glory. It was the glory that the Father shares with his only Son, a glory full of kindness and truth. I'm going to begin this a little differently today. If this is your first time going through the Bible, your first time going through the Bible ever, there will not be any shame, there will not be any judgment, no laughing, no pointing fingers. If this is your first time going through the Bible and you're willing to share that with the community, would you call in? I want to know how many first-timers we have out there as we have made it to this monumental day here at Chronological. If you would, just call in and share with everyone who you are, where you're from, where you're calling from. This is your first time. I'd rather sit around a table and hear how the Bible is transforming you this year and what you are seeing and learning and all of the discoveries. But if you would just do that, that would be amazing. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, that being said, we made it. We made it to Jesus. And boy, there's a lot going on. Let's first understand the context. We turned the page from old to new And as we turn the page, we turned approximately 400 years in time. 400 years. A lot can happen in 400 years. A lot of advancements in 400 years. A lot of societal changes in 400 years. A lot of lost messages of the truth in 400 years. When conspiracy theories are thrown in, when false teachings have been thrown in, when there's a shift in power and people get power hungry, it changes things. Nations crumble, nations realign or align with other nations. New nations are formed, new nations are discovered, and so on and so on. So a lot has happened within one page turn. We are in the Gospels of the Bible. The Gospels are the writings and teachings of Jesus. This is one of the very few places that we will hear actual words from Jesus. I believe Revelation is the only other book where we'll hear Jesus quoted for himself at the very beginning of Revelation. But these words are imperative. They're important. If we claim to follow Jesus, we have to know who he is. Just like we have to know who God is, if we want to know about God, the best way to know about God is to know his word. And here we are in the words, the story, and the accounts of Jesus. So we have met Elizabeth and Zechariah. Elizabeth conceived a child named John. Elizabeth is the cousin of Mary. John and Jesus will be cousins, and John will be older. And this fulfills the prophecy that one will go to prepare the way of the Lord. And we revisit that prophecy today in the 76th verse of the first chapter of Luke. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. There's so much to take in and to understand and to break down. But as of right now, the story pretty much will tell itself. And then we jump to the book of John and read the first chapter, verses 1 through 14. And we have this beautiful, the beginning of the book of John about, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And then we have the introduction of John. And John came not to be the light, but to be a witness to the light. John will shine the light of Jesus. And we just have these little nuggets that we find along the way that we have to pay attention to. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world. And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. It's heartbreaking to read the next line. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. We are very literally going to see this play out as we tell the story of Jesus almost from the very beginning of his ministry. We will see this one sentence lived out. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Let's finish today by finishing the reading. The Word became flesh. God, who was the Word, became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus, we thank you for who you are. Thank you for your Word. Thank you that you are the Word. You are the light of the world that is still in darkness, the world that is not just the unbeliever, but those who claim to know you, but yet do not truly know you. God, I pray that as we have made our way here to you, that you will continue to reveal yourself, your truth to us. You who are all truth. Truth is all. It is both sides. It is the whole story, not one side. It is pure, not distorted, not weakened, not fabricated, not hidden in deceit, not kept and not added in any way. Thank you, God. You are truth. May we come to know you as truth. I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, you guys, special announcement. I didn't even say it at the beginning. Here it is. Special announcement. We are celebrating 20 years of Daily Audio Bible. And as we celebrate, we are wanting to give back just little things along the way that we've made available with the 20th anniversary logo, so that we can commemorate. This is worth commemorating. There has been 20 years of truth read aloud every day, 365 days for 20 years. That is worth celebrating. That is the faithfulness of my husband, Brian. I'm extremely proud. And in this time, we are celebrating with our 20th anniversary clean canteens, our beloved. Everyone loves the clean canteen. I have left it in the car and it's still been hot, no lie, for at least 24 hours. If you like hot, it'll stay hot. If you like it cold, it'll stay cold. Clean canteens in our fall colors, which are, drum roll please, Sea Spray, green, and Corsair, fancy blue. It's a fancy blue and a sea spray. I love that. Kind of oceanic or sea-ish, not ocean, sea. Seawater green, Sea Spray green, and Corsair. You have to say it like Thurston Howell, the lover. It's Corsair blue. Those released today, get them while they're hot, get them until they're gone, and they will be gone soon. Daily Audio Bible, 20th anniversary, fall color, clean canteens, available now. If you would like to partner with us at Daily Audio Bible, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. Some of you are like, Who the heck is Thurston Howell the third? I'm going to make you Google it. If you are giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or you can utilize the app, hit the give icon up at the top right hand corner, and lastly, look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164, or again, utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished, hit submit, turn that little wheel over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That is it for me today. Congratulations. We're celebrating together this monumental day that we made it to the New Testament. We made it to Jesus. And boy, that is figurative, but that is also real. Can we make our way to Jesus daily? It's going to require some things of us. It's going to require some things of loss, losing some things we thought were truth, losing some people that will not understand what we're doing because they do not know themselves, this man named Jesus. But the reward, as we will read, is eternal life. And eternal life is not in the after. It's not what's coming. It's begun now. We can reap the benefits, the rewards of eternal life now. The fruit of the Spirit of God and the beauty of being in relationship with the Creator of our being. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow and continue in the Gospels. I love you all. Until then, love one another.
Good morning, Dabsy fam. This is Lady of Victory praying for Mountain Girl in Jackson. On Friday, the 25th of September, God, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We don't know, Lord, why things happen the way that they do, but we do know that you are always sovereign. And you're sitting high and you're looking low, God, ready to intervene in circumstances and situations that concern us, God, because you told us to cast our cares on you. Mountain Girl is way away from her son, Jackson, who is in intensive care in Illinois. God, we don't know the circumstances behind all of this, but I know the heart of this mother not being able to get to her child in time of need. God, and this is where I beseech the throne of heaven on her behalf, asking you, God, that you would please see about Jackson, God. Again, I don't know the circumstances behind it, God. I don't know if this is something intentional. I don't know if something accidental happened. I don't know any of the specifics. But what I do know is that I have a God who is concerned about us. So, God, we ask that you would go before Mountain Girl and Jackson, God, and turn this situation around. God, he's so young. Give him another chance, God, while he's in intensive care, if he's sedated, if he's unconscious. God, I ask that you would speak to his heart and give him a second chance like you have given every last one of us, God, to do it again, to get it right. And I ask, God, that you would comfort the heart of the mother, Lord God, that she will hear something and that she will hear that that it's been changed, turned around because of who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, DABC. This is God's hand that's on me. I just want to thank each and every one of you who has been praying for me. Recently, I called in about my husband having an affair, and due to the infidelity, we have been arguing, and it resulted to him trying to take my life. I thank and praise God for, first of all, for sparing my life, And I thank God for each and every one of you who have held me up in prayer, whether you called in or not. And I thank you, my brother, Tilly, who from Florida, who has called in more than once. And I just wanted to also let you guys know that God did bless me with a place to stay. And my husband has been removed from my home, so I am safe. I heard a prayer request that came in from a mother whose son, Jax, I think she said he was 21 or 22, that's in the hospital, and he's in critical condition. I just want to lift him up in prayer today. Father God, we ask that you touch Jax right now, God. You have the final say in all, and we know that, God, you are the healer, God. God, we ask that you can increase this mother's faith. We ask that you give her peace of mind. Father God, you send her comfort. But most importantly, God, we ask that you direct and guide those who are in who he's in their care. We ask that you give the doctors wisdom, knowledge. Don't let them do more than what they should or any less than they should. And we thank you, God, for Jax's healing in Jesus' name. Thank God and amen. Love you, DABC.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Chronological Family. I just wanted to take a minute and share. This is Warrior Princess, and I am in Texas, and it's been, a year or more that I've called in. And I want to thank you all for praying for me when my mom passed away, and I do pray with you all often and listen regularly. Thank you, Brian and Jill, for all that you do for this community and sharing the gospel throughout the world. I just wanted to let you all know that I have had sort of a journey over the past couple of years where there was a lot of really difficult things happening in my life. When I used to call myself His Broken Daughter, and then we changed my name to Warrior Princess because there was a shift that happened, and there's just been a lot of healing. And I just want to praise the Lord and rejoice because there's been a shift. He has healed a lot of past trauma and has changed my mind. And that's been huge about his love for me. And he continues to reveal that to me. And he continues to remind me of his love. And that has just been very, very powerful in my life. And it's shifting over into my work life, my finances, my relationships. So I just wanted to send up a praise report and share that all with you. And hopefully that encourages someone else. So thank you, Daily Audio Bible Family Chronological. Thank you, Brian and Jill. And God is good.